Thank you. You're listening to the Bay Area's Jazz Station, member-supported FM 91, KCSM. Music by our guest in studio, that's guitarist and composer Terrence Brewer, and the piece entitled Catnap. That one taken from The Calling, Volume 1, and there are two volumes of this recording. Ben Storlow, the pianist, and Ravi Abkarian on bass, and drummer Micah McLean, the same gentleman that you'll see in here when you head on over to Jazz at Pearls Thursday night, June 1st, for the CD release party. And also keep in mind, you'll get a couple of chances to see Terrence Brewer in concert coming up this Thursday, May 25th, over at Anna's Jazz Island in Berkeley, 8 o'clock start. And then Sunday, May 28th, at the Sonoma Wine and Concert Series, part of the Jazz Festival happening up there. So be sure to mark your calendars for those three dates, Thursday, May 25th, Sunday the 28th, and Thursday, June 1st. And the tune we heard once again, entitled Catnap by Terrence Brewer. Very lovely piece.
Thank you.
Lovely piece. And definitely inspiring to, you know, to listen to. And you have your lovely wife, Kat, sitting here now.
Yeah, she's in studio, giving me all my, making sure I'm on my P's and Q's.
Well, we should give props to Kat too, because she's an integral part of your success.
Definitely, she's a big part of it. She helps me with a lot of marketing and promotions, since I'm kind of a one man and one woman show here. So we do it all ourselves, the booking, the promoting, and all that kind of good stuff. So she's a very integral part of what I do. She's also the before anything goes to print, mm-hmm. before anything gets a final, final say, she's that final word, that she's the check, last check off, you know, make sure that Kathy thinks it's all right. So I do all the creative designing and writing, all that kind of stuff with the people who know how to do those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Then I run it past her one last time just to make sure. So
yeah, you guys make a great team. I tell you,
we're a good balance. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, when you decided to record your tunes, I mean, I'm sure it was excruciating, you know, trying to get it down to 17 tunes.
I'm sure.
Picking from over 100. I noticed that you didn't pick any well known standards, and for a debut recording, that's usually a no-no for folks. How do you feel about that?
I definitely received a lot of, you know, you should put a standard or two on there.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly folks were saying that from the standpoint of, you know, so that people will know kind of where you're coming from. You know, you play, you know, all the things you are in your record, and people get an idea of sort of your harmonic approach to things. And my response to that really is that while they're all originals, they're very much sort of steeped in the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it speaks for itself. You know, people listen to the record and they know where I'm coming from. They can definitely hear it. I take inspiration from, you know, all the great jazz composers and writers over the years. So there's a little bit for everyone, but it's definitely there. You know, you don't have to hear, you know, all the things you are on there to know where I come from as a straight ahead artist, or, you know, Latin things or whatever. So it's definitely right all there in the writing. So
yeah. And upon first listen, for me, it definitely had a familiar tone to it and feeling.
Yeah, and that was I wouldn't say it was my goal, mm-hmm. but I do feel that as a composer, I write what I like to hear.
Yeah.
And so I don't write specifically to try to push the envelope. If the envelope gets pushed a little bit, it gets pushed. I don't write specifically to stay within a specific genre. I just write, you know, I write what comes to me and what inspires me and what's from my heart. But I also feel like I have to like it. You know, I'd have to want to sit down and listen to my own record,
yes.
You know, if I was someone else. And, you know, not everyone's going to love what you do. Some people are going to really dig it, you know, and be into it. But from my standpoint, it had to have good melody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had to have a chord structure that I felt would resonate with people. And then I write it and put it on recording, and that's it.
Oftentimes, you know, young writers will put out some phenomenal music, but it's often so profound that it leaves the listener sort of alienated.
Sure, you know? Sure. You know, I do consider myself, I mean, if you're going to put yourself in a box, I mean, I am for the most part a quote-unquote straight-ahead player, so my style is derived from, you know, in my opinion, you know, the sort of the late 50s, early 60s, you know, that blue note kind of a thing,
but
progressed modern, you know, to a modern day, and taking in my account my modern influences and people that I like today and all the music that I've listened to growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's, you know, I have to, when I hand my album to someone, you know, I want them to be able take a little bit of that heart with them. You know, I want them to be able to listen to it and maybe actually be able to hum the melody.
Yeah,
wow, that's a, you
that's
know,
great.
That's a, it's some of that's missing to a degree, you know, but I, you know, and some of the music out there, but that's how I write. You know, I if I can't sing it or whistle it, you know, forget about it,
yeah.
You know.
And you're so immersed in your own compositions. Do you get a chance to listen to some of the contemporary music?
Sure, yeah. You know, there's a lot of young guys. And we were speaking earlier about Ravi Abkarian, who plays bass on the record. And he's a really, really good writer,
yep.
A good friend of mine. And you know, there's guys who are local, like Michael Bluestein and, you know, Marcus Shelby and, you know, guys like that who are, you know, Charlie Hunter and folks of that nature.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big Peter Bernstein fan, you know, Sam Yahel and all those guys.
Great.
You know, they're great writers and great players. And, you know, they're, you know, I guess more of my generation, you know, I guess
yeah.
you could say. Yeah, and I try to listen to as much new stuff as I can and get my hand on it. But, you know, you got to put in Miles Smiles every once in a while.
You got
you know,
to.
And kick back and listen to that as well. So
exactly.